Commentator Frank DeFord knows a place where the passion for a favorite sport is as strong as ever.
Certain countries are identified with one sport, golf in Scotland, for example, sumo in Japan, but surely no nation is so emotionally connected to a game as Canada is to ice hockey. This is the golden anniversary of television's Hockey Night in Canada, or Les Soirées de Hockey, 50 years of one CBC program, and Canadians of a certain age can still recite the announcer Foster Hewitt's classic old opening, "Hello Canada and hockey fans in Newfoundland and the United States and our Canadian forces overseas." With those words, a whole nation would instantly be joined together. It's ever so. Many Canadians still swear that the Hockey Night theme song is more familiar than O Canada itself. Don Cherry, an old bushleaguer who is the controversial feature announcer on Hockey Night, now is alleged to be the most recognizable Canadian of all. Well, if it isn't Wayne Gretzky. Alas, this sustained devotion to hockey has led to trauma and angst up there in what we Americans rather paternally refer to as our neighbor to the north. I have the feeling Canadians don't ever call us our neighbor to the south. For Canada has seen first the Soviet Union become world champion, and then all sorts of other European countries grow into serious ice powers, while the National Hockey League, once almost wholly peopled by those of the Canadian persuasion, is now barely half Canuck. But glory be, the worm has turned. In February, Canada won its first Olympic gold medal since 1952, and both the nation's flagship franchises, Montreal and Toronto, are in the NHL playoffs. No, neither is expected to win, but both the French favorites, Les Canadiens, and English Canada's Maple Leafs are at least at last competitive again. What is so curious about hockey in Canada is that the game seems so, well, so un-Canadian. It's not only Americans who think of our neighbors to the north as tolerant, reserved people, so disposed to be gentle that even the mildest of observations are qualified with a rhetorical, eh. In polls, Canadians themselves boast of their diffidence and politeness. But of course, hockey is a pell-mell, take-no-quarter game, organized chaos, in the phrase of Ken Dryden, the great goalie who is now president of the Maple Leafs. Perhaps hockey is the outlet that Canadians need for their Walter Mitty alter egos. In particular, Don Cherry, that famous Hockey Night announcer, dresses outlandishly and speaks outrageously, expressing opinions that range from the jingoistic to the antediluvian. Regularly, Cherry questions the manhood of all European players and longs for the day when unhelmeted, unteethed, uneducated Canadians yet filled the NHL rosters, scrapping like real men. The consensus is that whereas most Canadians disagree with Cherry, they live vicariously through him. Would that we too could be so pushy, eh? A hockey game is a far, far better thing to see in Canada. The fans watch with devotion and wisdom alike, and in their pride they have decided that they have not lost their love to the wider world, but that by embracing hockey, other nations have only shown their good taste. Every rink, wherever it is a little bit of Canada.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He's heard here each Wednesday, thanks to member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.